through her precious grandmother to have a wonderful picture of his love to carry with her on her sacred journey of faith.
Hi, this is Bodhi Taney. I'm an author and a mother and a grandmother, and I wanted to share with you today my favorite scripture, Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. When I was a teenager, I had a wall in my bedroom that was covered with movie posters. And on that wall, I had all of my friends could write something special. It was kind of like an autograph wall. And my grandmother, Trudy, whom many of you know from the Shiloh novels, Shiloh Autumn, she came into my room and she stood for a while and studied all of the things that my friends had written on the wall. And she waited for me to invite her to write, and I did. And she picked up the pen, and instantly, beside the light switch, she wrote these scriptures in Psalm 91. And when she was done, she looked at me and she said, "Do you remember when you were a little girl, how you'd come out to my house, and you'd stand for hours at the chicken pen, and you'd watch the hens with their little baby chicks? And what did the hens do?" I did remember. I remembered how the hens would stretch out their wings with these tiny little chicks and cover them. And every once in a while, the baby chicks would poke their heads out and look at the world through the feathers of the mama hen. And that hen would hide those chicks. And what my grandmother was saying to me is that is how God protects me. He covers me with His feathers. I'm under His wings. And Psalm 91 has always said that to me and always evoked that image of my grandmother's hen house when I would stand there as a little girl and watch those little baby chicks and watch that mama protect those babies. And God does the same with me, and He does the same with my children and with my grandchildren, and with the work of my hands. These are hard times for everyone. The world is a tough place to live right now. And yet, God's Word promises He will cover you with His feathers. And under His